Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
I'm excited. I'm not an end time teacher. Pastor Jerry, this is his specialty. But what I prayed about it, and I said, okay, how am I going to do this, Lord? And he told me, you teach what you're good at, and you incorporate the end times, because this is what every believer is going to need. You're going to need this. And at the end, we're going to pray for activation, and we're going to pray because the Bible tells us to actually covet this. That means you need to want this. You need to ask for this. You need to covet, long for this. Don't just wait for it to fall on you like some kind of, you know, cherry off a tree. No, this is something you have to want and ask for. Intentionality is important. So as I'm speaking to you and we're moving into these last days, and I don't know how many days are left, but certainly the signs of the times are here, that we're closer than ever. Well, we all agree that we're closer than ever and that we really need to be about our Father's business. We need to be soul winning. We need to be in our calling, not on the bench. We need to be activated. Amen. We got to get healed up, fixed up. Hang-ups have to go. Issues have to be put to the side. That's why we're doing these 7 weeks intensive on a Sunday school and Bible study on Wednesday night, because we know how the enemy operates. So faith comes to counteract the works of the enemy, right? Faith comes to empower us to do the impossible, because God's a big God. He can do anything, but he needs little old you and little old me. That's how it works. Isn't it true? God can do anything, but yet he follows his sovereignty over his word, where he gave us the dominion. He said, let them have power and let them have the dominion in the earth realm. Amen. And Jesus ratifies that in the New Testament when he says, all power has been given unto me, and therefore I give it to you in my name. Do these things. So we need to be about our Father's business and demonstrating the power of the kingdom. Amen. So we're going to be talking about distinguishing of spirits in the end times. Okay. Distinguishing of spirits. Do you think it's important to know what spirit things are of? You better believe it. So we're going to take our text scripture, and I don't want to hurt anybody tonight. I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, but I might. I might just kick an old cow over tonight, not meaning to intentionally hurt, but I need everybody to be alert and to be scripturally accurate. Do you think it's important that we're scripturally accurate? We are a word of faith church, and of course, everything needs to be based on the word of God, not my experience, not my opinion. Amen. But what the word says. So let's look at 1 Corinthians 12 and 8. He says, for to one is given through the Spirit, capital S, talking about the Holy Spirit, the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same, capital S, Holy Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Holy Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, here it comes, the ability to distinguish between spirits. If you're in King James, I'm fine with that. It says the discerning of spirits, the discerning of spirits, but it's the ability to distinguish between spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All of these are empowered by one, the same Holy Spirit, who apportions to each one of us individually as he will. So these are supernatural gifts. You didn't come with this onboard equipment. You know, I was born and I could play the guitar, which, you know, or whatever, or I could dance, or I could paint, or I was good with my hands and tools and so forth. Those are onboard equipment giftings, right? That God gives you through your DNA, through your birth. You get that, but this is not that. These are given by the capital S as he wills, and these are all supernatural empowerments, giftings from God. So I want you to see what it doesn't say here. For me to be able to teach, sometimes I like to use what something isn't in order to emphasize what something is. Okay, I want you to understand the distinguishing of spirits, little s. We're not talking about the Holy Spirit there, the distinguishing of the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the distinguishing, being able to tell between little spirits, spirit beings. That's a gift that comes on you. And when people say, now I'm not trying to upset anybody, but I want you to hear me, because there is no scripture to support when someone says, I have the gift of discernment. There's no such thing. It's not scriptural to say, I have the gift of discernment. This says the discerning of spirits. And most translations also say the distinguishing between spirits, spiritual beings. And we're going to identify that, because how many have said, she's got a gift of discernment, right? Because especially on women, right? They get that sixth sense thing, that intuition thing, right? But here's the thing. I don't need the supernatural ability. I got a best friend, and she's dating somebody who's not got a job. He's arrogant and he's lazy. I don't need the Holy Spirit to discern that he's not a good boyfriend. He's not a good boyfriend because he's jobless, he's arrogant, and he's lazy. So I look at the patterns, I look at the evidence that's provided, and I discern through life experience that that's not a good catch. But see, notice she can't discern that. She's all blinded by goo-goo feelings. So clearly not everybody has that. But that is not this. There is no such thing as the gift of discernment. And I'm going to show that to you in scripture, because you need to be scripturally correct. There is no scripture that says the gift of discernment. There is this, the distinguishing that comes upon you as a power gift by the Holy Spirit as he wills. He comes on a person for a certain reason. And that reason is to be able to distinguish in the supernatural realm, to be able to see in or tell in or be able to receive information, data that tells you that is from the pit of hell, it's evil, and that is of the Lord, angelic. So there's this discernment thing is really just that extra onboarding that we get. And some people have more than others because of life experiences. Because of life experiences, I'm going to prove that to you right now scripturally, so that we can just stop telling people, I've got a gift of discernment. What do you have? I'm a gift of discernment. That's not a power gift. That's not a gift. The way you're calling it. And it's not scriptural to say that to people. You have the Holy Spirit guiding you, and you've got skills and you've got abilities. And as you train your human spirit through life experiences and through the Word of God as your measuring stick, you get sharper and better at calling out things and seeing things. I had a guy in the prison told me one time, you can't out-con a con, you can't out-fox a fox. I said, what are you trying to say? He said, you give me the tough ones. You give me the ones who come, the drug addicts, the prostitutes. You give these kind of people. I said, why do you feel that you're called to that? He said, no, because I've been there. And you can't outfox the fox, meaning he's trained himself to discern somebody who's a player, a joker. And I'm not. I'm like, die. You know, like I just believe everybody, because that's not my wheelhouse. That's not my realm, right? I'm not used to everybody lying to me. I was raised in a cocoon. Ask my mother. Everybody lying? Isn't everybody good? Because we were in the church. Isn't everybody, you know, the same in the church and loving and kind and nobody lies, steals, and all these other things that the world? Well, I found out the hard way. I had no discernment. I had no discernment because I had no experience. And I had no practice. Let's look at the next couple scriptures real quick. Matthew 16 and 2, Jesus talking. He answered and said unto them, when it's evening, you say, it will be fair weather. For the sky is red, and in the morning it will be foul weather, for the sky is red and threatening. There's that sailor's thing. I don't know if you've heard it. It says, red night, sailor's delight. Is that right? And then red morning, sailor's warning. So they could look and see and discern something, predict something, right? An event that was about to happen. But this isn't the gift of the Holy Spirit. These sailors aren't being empowered. They're just able to discern through patterns. They read patterns and signs and clues that are all around us every day. And I want you to, remember I said, I want to show you what you're going to be coveting and what is not. So I'm showing you the not first, okay? Because if the Bible says, don't be ignorant of Satan's devices, that's a word for end times if there was ever. So if I just have this incredible gift, I don't even need to think about that. Don't be ignorant. You better be not ignorant of Satan's devices. But when the Holy Ghost comes on you and begins to show you something by the Spirit, it's in the invisible realm. This is a power gift. This isn't me going, wow, I just feel like that woman is a Jezebel. How many ever felt that way? Don't raise your hand. You just meet somebody and almost at hello, you're like, whoa, that person has a bad intention. And you feel something in your, see, that's your spirit being trained because you've been through Jezebel. Either she came up and knocked you so hard, blindsided you maybe once, maybe even twice, you know. But Jezebel's assigned to the prophetic, just so you know. Jezebel wants the head of John the Baptist. Jezebel wants she wants to take out the prophetic. So it's a clue. Wow, you keep dealing with Jezebel, you might be called into the prophetic. These are clues, but doesn't mean you're a prophet. You see? So he says, you hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. So we're supposed to be able to look at something, read something, figure something out by the clues, and make a quality prediction. We're supposed to be able to do that. We judge by the fruit. We're supposed to look at people's fruit. I don't judge the person, but I certainly need to look at the fruit. Is that right? The next verse is Hebrews. But solid food is for the mature, for those whose faculties have been trained by practice to distinguish good from evil. But solid food belongs to those who are full of age or mature. That is, those by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. This is not a gift. But solid food is for those who have come of age, for those who have learned through practice to distinguish good and evil. So it's trained, it's learned, it's practiced behavior. This discernment, not the distinguishing of spirits, which we're going to get to. And we're going to find out why is this so important. Why is it so important for end times to be able to distinguish between spirits? The discerning, not discernment, discerning of spirits is different than I have discernment. Okay? I want to make that clear. So at the top, your first blank to fill in, discernment of spirits is not a gift. It's a skill. Discernment is a skill. The distinguishing, the being able to tell into between is the gift. And a gift, you're not born with a gift. A gift is given. And we read it in 1 Corinthians. It says, as he wills.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her study on the book of Colossians. Being a Christian doesn't offer